Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Morning Magic. It's time for our elementary school pop quiz with Dr. Frank Rothwell, who is an educator and elementary school principal. You've been at it for some time, so you speak with some authority on these things, right?
Tremendous authority, David.
We thought it'd be a wise choice to see how we would do if we were, in finger quotes now, going back to school. And so we thought we'd call you in here to give us just an elementary school pop quiz like the kids have about this time, right? A week or so in. They're getting tested and quizzed at this point.
Sure.
So I think we've got two or three different categories and elementary school questions that you're going to ask each of us, and we're going to see who does
best. Yeah, so when we first talked about this, we didn't clarify elementary school questions. It was just questions, so...
Oh, great.
We could get these right, though. We might know the answers, right?
Oh, God. If it's past, like, the sixth grade, we're pretty much screwed.
This is coming out.
There are three categories. I think you guys will do fine.
Okay. What are our categories, please?
Okay. History, grammar, and geography.
Nice.
Oh, I want grammar.
Anybody? Well, no. You got it. We're all going to answer all of them.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to answer one.
History, grammar, and geography.
Not so good at history.
All right. I'm over for all three. So how about this? How about you ask the questions? We're all going to write down our answers silently, and then we'll go and we'll correct our papers.
Okay.
Just like in eighth grade.
Here we go.
Question number one.
History first. Who is considered the first American casualty of the American Revolution, and where was he originally from?
Oh boy.
What?
David, you should get this correct. That's my hint.
The first casualty of the American Revolution, and where did it take place?
Wait, is the person...
And where was he originally from?
Framingham?
I don't know. I'm from Framingham.
That's what I'm thinking.
Can I get one more hint?
How about a rhymes with? Sounds like... Oh, God. This is not going well.
No, you know what? We're going to crash and burn on this. That's
all right. That
so
one,
that,
we don't
the
know.
Question. First American casualty, where is he from? Okay.
You ready? Number
yes.
two, grammar. Explain the difference between the words less and fewer.
Oh, I know that one.
And I'm going to give you a hint. 12 items or less that you see in the grocery store is grammatically wrong. Sue and Kendra, did you drop off?
No.
I have no idea what's happening right now.
Okay. Write down your answer, please, so you can tell I'm on this one.
I think I know this one.
Okay. Got it. Question number three, please.
All right. This one's my favorite geography question. If you were to walk from Los Angeles, California, to Reno, Nevada...
God, this is going
to
be like
California,
we're traveling
Reno,
at 60 miles an hour and the wind is going...
And a train leaves at the same time.
In a stiff wind, all right. If you were to walk from Los Angeles, California to Reno, Nevada, would you walk northeast, northwest, southeast, or southwest? Okay?
Okay.
Do you guys want to tell me what you wrote down? Or?
Yeah. We got to do our
really.
Answers first. Yeah,
all right. Well.
So you ask the question, then we'll go through answers, and then you give us the correct answer at the end.
Wait, okay. Are any of the answers Abraham Lincoln? Well, kidding.
So first question was history, right?
History. Who's considered the first American casualty of the American Revolution, and where was he from? I said David should know this.
I got
so,
it.
He was from Framingham.
I got
he
that.
He was from Framingham.
I wrote Framingham.
Yeah, I knew that. I had that, too.
I wrote that based on the
so
hint.
So we all got half.
I got absolutely
nothing. I have no idea.
Yeah, no.
Christmas Addicts.
I wrote Johnny Appleseed.
Johnny Appleseed.
No.
Okay.
All right, so
grammar.
For all of us. Yeah, grammar. Question was about less and fewer.
Yeah.
So you sounded like you knew what this one was.
Well, less, you use it like less versus more, but fewer is fewer than. So it's always like used as like you said, it shouldn't be a dozen would be like you can take 12 or less. It's fewer than.
Right. So the key is the dozen. Fewer is it's something you can count.
That was my answer. Something you can hold in your hand or count. A thing.
Right. And less is like a more
abstract.
Like, there's
abstract.
Less water in that pool.
Right.
Than that pool.
Did you get that, Kendra?
I have no idea what any of you are talking about.
Oh, yeah,
no
that
point
I knew.
For Kendra
no
on that.
All right, David, you
no
and I,
idea.
1 point.
I got 1 point, so we're tied at one, right?
Yep.
All right.
Kendra, that's my pet peeve. It's people misuse, they interchange them inappropriately all the time.
Yeah, I would think they're the same exact thing. fewer than, less than.
Yeah. If you can count it, it's going to be fewer.
Fewer. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Last
fewer
question.
Than
we're
something like a number.
Here. Last question is the geography question, right?
Oh, gosh.
Correct. Walk from L.A. to Reno. Northwest, northeast, southeast,
I'm gonna say
southwest.
Southeast was my guess. Sue?
I have northeast.
Uh-oh. From L.A. to Reno?
Yeah.
Correct.
It would be, I would think, southeast.
It's actually northwest.
Is it really?
Wait. I wrote it and then I changed it because then I was rethinking.
You wrote it and changed it.
Look. Look at my paper. Oh, I did.
All right. So wait a minute. Let's just do the math here because we didn't have a math question.
Who won? David, did you win?
We all got one point.
One. We each got one out of three.
But we all kind of lost.
So let me give my growth mindset. There's room for improvement.
We have things to work on. Hey, Dr. Frank Rothwell is the principal of the Brophy Elementary School in Framingham. He's a good friend and an all-around good guy, our regular education authority guest.
I'm sure your students are much smarter than we are.
Definitely. That's
thank
sure.
God.
Thank you, Frank, for pop quizzing us. Oh, you're kind
Thanks
to say
lot.
So. Thanks for the charity on that, too.
Have a great day. Morning.
Yeah, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.